This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
And good Saturday morning, and don't look now, but you only got about 12 days left of shopping before the Christmas holidays kick in, and I'm sure you got a lot of hunting and fishing to do during those times between now and the new year and even after that. And I'll tell you this, if you didn't get enough red snapper fishing in, got good news for you. The Gulf of America will be reopening, but not for everyone. We'll tell you who can and how to get in on some end-of-the-year offshore red snapper fishing. You're also going to hear this morning from a special guest, Robbie Bowers of the Bayou Outdoors Foundation. You may recall he's been on with us before. He's going to be asking for your help to fulfill a recovering young man's Christmas wish for a deer hunt. It's kind of what they do at Bayou Outdoors Foundation. And I'm really glad to see this, the first ever experimental rabbit hunt with dogs for Utes, as they call them, between the ages of 10 and 17, and how we can tell you how maybe your youth could be one of five lucky youths who will be selected for a rabbit hunt. Experimentally, going to try this out and see if it sticks. I hope it does, because we just don't have enough of small game hunting these days. Well, with the Christmas shopping underway, I got a question for you this morning. What's the most expensive outdoor toy you ever gave or received? Text me the item and the approximate value at 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. We're looking for the most expensive, luxurious outdoor toy you ever gave or received for Christmas. And we have yet another convicted felon after making a bad choice to arm up and hunt illegally. He's our bad boy of the outdoors. He's now looking at some huge fines and long jail time. Got his story coming up for you. And if you had a successful fishing or hunting trip this week, or if you're on your way to make one, tell us about it. We'd like to include it along with your comments and questions with the reports of our professional captains and marina operators. You can do that by texting your message real time here at our studio at St. Hubert's Cathedral at 504-260-1870. And if you are heading out today, enjoy these mild temperatures because they ain't going to last long. Today's going to be your last day for a while with 50s and 60s temperatures. Today you're looking offshore at east winds 6 to 12 knots on the interior lakes and bays, a light east wind at 5 to 10, and right now most of our reporting stations are either calm or under that 10 knot. But tomorrow, big change. Northerly winds 15 to 25 knots offshore. A small craft advisory will be in effect. And even on the interior lakes and bays, we'll have north winds at 12 to 20. Pretty brisk and cold as some temperatures will be getting near or at freezing. Average tide rain is about 0.6. Mississippi River sitting around 2.2. Very little rain expected with that frontal approach, maybe 10 to 20%. But again, be cautious if you're headed out tomorrow on the waters. Going to be a small craft advisory. Today is definitely your better day to get out. We got live fishing reports coming from Shell Beach. Also, Toledo Bend, Captain Josh Sykes with Bent Rods Guide Service going to check in, get you a little wintertime update on how the fishing is up in one of Louisiana's best freshwater fishing areas. We'll talk to Captain Darrell Carpenter, get a Grand Isle area report. Mike Gallo's always there to fill us in on Lakes Pontchartrain, Lake Bourne, North Biloxi Marsh. And we got a paddler's report from my friend Brendan Bayard. He'll give us the update on how the kayak tournament with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club went last week during falling tide. And Ryan Lambert will check in from the tip of the boot down near Burris, Louisiana, and give us a report there. Also got some shopping tips for you if you're a last-minute shopper, and we'll pass those along to you. It's all part of what we do here. Each and every Saturday morning, you're invited right here. It's one of the last free items you got. That's right. This show comes to you free. No subscription, no cable, no internet, no app, unless you want to go that way. But free airwaves on the radio. And that's where you hear The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And not only will you find shrimp, but you'll find this guy, Robbie Campo, down there at Shell Beach. And, Robbie, what's going on this week down there? Looks like we got a hard cold front coming tomorrow. Today's going to be the day if they're going to get out there.
You know, Don, there's not many days that you get like today. Well, the last couple of days, actually. But today's going to be it. So, you know, water temperatures are up a little bit. The fish are biting. Up here in the Mystico, you don't have to go within eyesight of Campos Marina right here to catch fish. It's been a magnificent, wonderful, and whatever you want to call it, last couple of days here of fishing in this general area. Actually, from the Chalmette Wall all the way to the dam here has been excellent. Plenty sheephead on the long rocks, plenty fish up in the Biloxi Marsh, and a lot of good fish over here in the, and I'm talking speckled trout over here on the Hopedale Lagoon side, around, you know, if you got a spot that you like to fish in the fall of the year, even though we're wintertime fishing now, but if you like to fish that fall spot, go to it right now. You're going to catch fish there today. It's just been, you know, and we are getting on the backside of this moon, Don, but there's still enough tide movement to go there to make it happen. And I'm telling you, it's just been, if you don't get it today, you're not going to see it like this for quite, you know, could be a while. So we got a big hard front coming. It's going to be downright cold here next week. I think the temperature is going to dip into the 30s, maybe high 30s. But everybody's wondering what's going to happen with live shrimp. Well, we just don't know yet. If it doesn't stay around that long, it might not be too bad. But if it's one of those things, you know, where it stays in the 30s more than a couple of days, that that might be the end of it. We don't know yet, but we're going to be optimistic and say that's not the end of it, and hopefully it won't be. So, but today is a good day to be out there and get your head out of bed and come on down and be careful. There's a little bit of patchy fog on the road coming on in. And look, our tanks are full. We're here. We're waiting on you.
Rob, I don't know that the water temperature is going to drop that quickly, but I'm thinking, you know what happens when a big blow comes through, north wind's going to be blowing 20, 25 knots, temperature's dropping. I'm wondering if those redfish are going to stock up in Bayou Lutra where you can, park your truck and fish right there in the bayou from the shoreline when those redfish get in there.
You know, Don, that's going to be – I was thinking about that. I was thinking about that just before you said it. And it just might be a jubilee, but it's one of those things where usually what you have to have is you have to have dead low tide, you have to have, and I mean extremely dead low tide, and you have to have it really cold for a couple of days, and then those fish will fall in there, but we're just going to have to wait and see if that happens. The stars may align for that, who knows? So, we just have to wait and see. But one other thing, Don, our old buddy Dave Russo passed away. We want to send our deepest condolences to his family. He was part of the Rummel Alumni Association for years and years and years. Just a great guy. I've been knowing him for, 25 years plus, I guess. Just a great guy, and he will be missed.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, Robbie. Dave and I founded the Rummel Fishing Rodeo, 30 years ago now, and we worked on the Beast Feast together, and what a great guy. And, he was one of those fishermen. Man, he had his spot. He fished in those little ditches, I called it. He'd come rent shrimp from you and then try to sell it back to you along with RJ and that gang. Dave is going to be sorely missed, and I know his son, Jason, and is carrying on the tradition of the fishing rodeo, and our condolences go out to the family. Dave Russo, he'd be sadly missed. Great guy.
Yep, you better believe it. So, all right, Don, well, I'll stay as you said. If you're coming on down, hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us. We're over here waiting on you. Usually let that sun come up a little bit, let it warm up a little bit before you come on out. And I think today might be a gnat day. I didn't feel any yet, Don, but I think today might be one of these gnat days. Usually it is before the wind switches around. So if I got any ladies coming, short pants is not the attire to be in today. You want to be in some leggings or something or pants because you might get chewed up this evening. I don't think they're going to hit, they'll start biting early this morning. Usually when we get a south wind, southeast wind, those little gnats come out, the flying teeth come out, and they can actually ruin a day. But look, we got bug spray here too, so but still head on out because this is going to be the day to day, to go get it done. So after today, it's just going to diminish.
Well, Robbie, I don't know if there's any truth to this, but I hear that the gnats have their own radio show. And they give the conditions and when the humans are going to be out there, and they say this is a number one ideal morning for them. So let's hope that's not the case.
You better believe it. All right, Don. Talk to you next Saturday, buddy.
Yes, we will. Thank you, Robbie. Robbie Campo,
right, then,
at Campo's Marina. Shell Beach, as he says, when you cross the Wycloski Bridge, hang the left, go down and see him. All right, we come back after this. Going to tell you about the reopening of the 2025 Red Snapper recreational season, but it's not for everybody. Also, we got some texts coming in on the most expensive Christmas toy you've ever gotten as a gift or you've given. Text us to us at 504-260-1870. We're back right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, our text board is open at 504-260-1870. And we got this one. Good morning from the Worm. Sean and the Worm are headed to the Lake Catherine Marina. Good choice this morning, Worm. If you would, when you get your first fish in the boat, if we're still on the air, shoot me another text. Let me know what they're biting on and what you caught it on and what species you're fishing for. We also have this one, a regular listener, the Backstrap Stacker. He's checking in from Mobile. He says, the deer are moving gold despite the weather changes. He's headed up tomorrow to hunt this cold front. Supposed to drop in the 20s for a day or so. Y'all have a great day. I hope you got a heater in that blind. You know, sitting in a deer blind, a deer stand where you're not moving, boy, that can be brutal in 20-degree temperature. You got to be very well dressed and got these little space heaters and things, warm hands and that type of thing. But, you know, when you're walking, like when I go pheasant hunting, woodcock hunting, and it's really cold, you're moving, you know, so you don't really feel it that bad. But, man, let me tell you, when you're sitting still, and especially if you're in an open stand, hope you're in a bind blocks with a nice heater, stacker. All right, we got this one. Someone wants to let me know. There's a new store in Chalmette called Aldi. Took the place of Winn-Dixie. Went by there yesterday. I noticed that they're selling shrimp, and it says they're processed in the USA, which means I suspect it was imported then packaged here in the United States. Anyway, thought I'd just share that with you. Thanks. All right, well, you know, they use all kind of tricks to conceal the origin of seafood. You know, it'll have a Cajun name, Boudreaux's crawfish, and then you read the fine print and it says a product of China. You got to really read the label, and if you read the price tag, generally, if it's too good to be true, it usually is. All right, we got our friend Wingbone in Wilmer, Alabama. He's listening to us. He's getting ready to walk to his shooting house. About time you get a deer, Wingbone. Let me know. Text me back if you see something. And we got, we're asking you, our listeners, to text us the most expensive, most luxurious Christmas gift you've ever given or received. And it doesn't have to be a Christmas gift, I guess. Kenny Brock checking in from Gonzales. This past February the 13th, he and his wife, Laurie, were celebrating 37 years wedding anniversary, and his son, Colby, asked to come to the front yard, and to our surprise, he was flashing us with a brand-new 2025 Arnwood Custom Golf Cart. Wow, that's my most expensive outdoor toy I ever received. Estimated value? $16,000. Yeah, that's up there. Well, I guess a boat would be more expensive, maybe a brand new truck. You know, you see in this national commercial now where the guy gives the girlfriend or the wife the little puppy, and then she whistles, says, I got you something too, and a truck comes over to Snow Hill, and he kisses the truck. Yeah, trucks would be expensive. And what about a trip? Maybe an all-expense-paid trip of a lifetime. That might be a great gift too. All right, Backstrap Stacker says he's got one of those plastic prefabricated shooting houses. They can get pretty toasty. Yes, they can. And good luck to you. All right, I mentioned at the top of the hour, we have the reopening of the 2025 Federal Gulf of America Red Snapper recreational season. It's going to in fact, it's already reopened. It reopened on Thursday at 12:01 a.m., this was not announced until after our show last week, so we couldn't let you know about it. But it's going to be open until 12:01 a.m. January 1st. So there you go. Happy New Year. This is a little bit of a caveat to this. It's only for federal waters and for boats that have federal for hire reef permits. In other words, this is not for state charter boat guides. This is only for those who are federally licensed to fish in state Gulf waters. And based on the landings, it was determined that the target, the quota harvest, was not reached during the open season. So they are reopening the season to provide federally permitted for-hire fishermen the opportunity to catch the remaining allocation, which they predict it will not be caught through the end of the year. So you've got a couple of weeks now, from now to January 1, if you are a charter boat guide that is federally licensed and you are willing to run some red snapper trips in what can be some pretty brutal winter conditions, although you get some days where, like today, it backed up and it wouldn't be too bad out of there, light winds, and you could actually get out there and catch some snapper, text me. Let me know who you are, and I'll put your number out. Maybe we've got some people that are interested in catching some wintertime snapper. And our text number is 504-206-0870. All right, we're going to continue this conversation and get back to, I'd like to hear from some of you. What is the most expensive or exotic Christmas gift, toy, that's for the outdoors that you've ever received or given? And I'm also going to talk about an experimental youth rabbit hunt that's going to be taking place on one of our wildlife management areas here in Louisiana. You know, I've often mentioned on this show, we've kind of gotten away from small game hunting. Squirrel and rabbit, that's what most hunters grew up learning. Now, kids very early ages, 6, 7 years old, some even younger than that, go out to the deer stand, and they start off hunting big game, where if you learn how to hunt squirrels, let me tell you, you can get a lot of woodsman skills on stalking and how to stay quiet and target shooting. And then rabbit, of course, is extremely exciting when those beagles fire up. If that doesn't get your blood going, when you hear those beagles taking off through the hollow or through the marsh or the swamp, I don't know, you better check your pulse, because it's pretty exciting. Anyway, they're trying to bring it back, and they want to introduce some young people to the sport of it. Haven't heard from my friend John Terrebonne. He should be out there with this weather we've had. We've had some pretty cool weather already, and it's conducive to putting the beagles out there and doing the rabbit hunt. So anyway, we'll talk about that when we come back. Got more fishing reports. Got a special Toledo Bend report coming up for you, too. Back to do all of that stuff. But right after this, we're going to pause 3 minutes on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, got info on the first ever experimental youth rabbit hunt coming up on Dewey Wills WMA. And we also got some text coming in. This one says, Don, I've seen deer moving already this morning around 5 a.m. It's patchy fog up here in Washington Parish. That's from Shane. Is that the Shane that hunts with the old six? Let me know if that's you, Shane. And 5 a.m. is a little early for the deer, but hey, not too early for them to be moving, and that's a good sign. Maybe the rut is cranking up in your neck of the woods. All right, we got some more text. We'll get back to those. Some of these gift ideas are considered priceless, and I agree with them. And we'll get to those and also tell you about that rabbit hunt. But first, we're going to pause a quick 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our friend the Worm is back with us, and he says, fishing advice from your father who has passed away is priceless. And I could not agree with you more. In fact, you know what else is priceless? Memories of your trips with your father who took you when you were a young man. Those are also priceless. And also speaking of priceless, David Hubble says, he says the most expensive outdoor gift he ever received was a homemade graphite saltwater rod from my late grandfather, Lucien, in Metairie some 30 years ago. To me, it is priceless. Yeah, I can understand that. Don't ever let that one go. And the second most expensive would be John Foltz's After the Hunt Cookbook. A wild game cookbook counts as outdoors, right? Absolutely, David. It sure does. And I've got a copy of that. And I can tell you, you know, in addition to working up an appetite from picking it up, it weighs about 10, 15 pounds, I guess. Huge book. Tells you all about hunting. And just, if it walks, flies, swims, or crawls, there's probably a recipe in John's book, After the Hunt. You can find it at all the Barnes & Noble and Amazon. That makes a great gift idea, too, if you're catching the hint there. All right, did want to get to this experimental youth rabbit hunt. The registration is open now, and it will be opened through January the 30th. There's going to be a youth rabbit hunt on February 21st, prime rabbit time, and it's going to be at Dewey Wills Wildlife Management Area. This is sponsored by the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery. It is open to applicants between 10 and 17, the date of the hunt. They need to be accompanied by a parent or a guardian, and they have to have a hunter education certificate. There's going to be a maximum of 5 applicants are going to be accepted by a random draw by the Dozat Hunting Group drawing. I'm not sure how that works, but registration is now through January 30th. You can apply online on the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries website. They will have to have a shotgun, either a 410 or 12 gauge, and will be required to wear a hunter orange hat and also a vest. This is an event that's designed to introduce young hunters to rabbit hunting with dogs, which are beagles. I'm sure they're going to have some well-trained dogs and some supervisors leading that hunt. And, again, it's a pretty simple application if you want to apply for it. Just ask for the name, date of birth. You do need to list the hunter education certification number, who the parent or guardian will be. And then they have a pre-hunt survey, and the youth is going to be asked to rank their level of experience on these questions. Have you ever hunted rabbits with dogs? Question number two, your experience in handling and hunting with a shotgun. Question number three, have you ever hunted rabbits with dogs? And question number, that's for the guardian. First two were for the youth. And the last question for the guardians is your experience in handling and hunting with a shotgun. And you can email the application back into the address that's on it. You're going to find it at wlf.la.gov, or just simply do the old Google Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries and you'll find it. And they will make the selections, and it'll be on February 21st. Five lucky hunters are going to get in on this. And I hope this is the beginning of many of these, and they end up having them all across the state, and not just the rabbit hunts with the beagles, but maybe with some squirrel dog hunts, too. That's pretty exciting. But as I mentioned, I mean, I was into the rabbit hunting. I had beagles. I raised those. I mean, I've had all types of hunting dogs. I'm kind of settled on bird dogs right now. But I did have a pack of beagles, and I can't tell you how many days and how many rabbits we shot and had fun with big groups of people and everybody bringing their dogs out there. And there's nothing like hearing a beagle light up when they get the scent of that rabbit. Give you one tip on rabbit hunting. Of course, you know, a lot of people know about this, but when a rabbit is jumped and where you first hear that dog, if you go to that spot, rabbits generally run in a large circle. For some reason, they take the dogs in a circle, and they will usually end up kind of, when they think they've slipped the dogs, sneaking back into that area where they were first jumped. And if you got your spot set up there, you could be lucky enough to bag that rabbit. All right, get signed up for it and want to know how that goes. I'll be looking for some information on that. All right, coming back right after this, we're going to take you up to northwest Louisiana, area of Toledo Bend. Talk to Captain Josh Sykes. We had a great fishing trip with him for some crappie or socalet. We'll get a winter report and also maybe be a Christmas gift idea for you too. Josh is next right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. You know, a lot of people spend time at home with the family and for Christmas holidays, but other people take little staycations for Christmas. And one of the places that several people go is up to Toledo Bend, rent one of those nice cabins, stay warm in there, build a fire, and get into some good wintertime fishing. And to help you do that, we got Captain Josh Sykes of Bent Rods Guide Service joining us now. And Josh, what can you tell us about winter fishing? How has it transitioned from fall to winter up there?
Yeah, so the fishing in the wintertime is really good. It's one of the probably the best-kept secrets in Louisiana. The fish move out a little bit deeper, but they get in large schools, both the crappie and the bass, and you can catch a lot of fish, and the fish are a lot bigger this time of year. They're feeding up for that cold weather, and they're super thick, full of shad, and just a lot of fun to catch.
If I were going bass fishing today, where would I concentrate my casting, and what baits would I bring?
So you have really two different patterns going on the lake in the wintertime. The grass bite gets good because it holds heat, and a lot of the bait fish move into the grass, and the bass bury in the grass. And so that's going to be your typical old school rattle trap, chatter bait, spinner bait, a lightweight at Texas rig, baby brush hog, or even a lightweight at Carolina rig or Cinco. Just kind of fishing grass edges in about 6 to 8 foot of water. You know, a day like that, typically you can go and catch anywhere from 15 to 20 or 25 bass and typically have a couple pretty good ones mixed in that grass, some big fish in the grass. The other pattern we have going and the way we're catching our fish is really fishing open water in anywhere from 30 to 50 foot. And these fish are chasing big balls of bait fish out there in open water. And some of these schools, we're seeing 400 or 500 fish in a school. It's unbelievable the amount of fish, and we're catching anywhere from 40 to over 100 in a day. And a lot of good 3 to 5 pound fish mixed in with them. A lot of good solid fish.
Man, that sounds really good. The problem is, how do you locate those big balls of bait? Are you using LiveScope to find them, or are there some other signs?
Yeah, so typically if I see birds, pelicans and loons on the lake, I go to anywhere I see birds. Those birds, they fish for a living, right? They have to eat. Well, we're fishing for fun. They're fishing to stay alive. And so they're a telltale sign of shad. And typically when I see birds, I go to them, use my down scan and my side scan to see if there's shad present. If there's shad, then I immediately stand up, drop my live scope with my trolling motor, and I start scanning around. And typically, once you find shad, it doesn't take long to find the bass. They're right there with them.
Yeah, should be some really good action. As far as the crappie sockeye this time of the year, what's the pattern?
So the crappie are in a transition right now. We had been catching them on the south end of the lake, just fishing over the top of our brush piles and natural timber. But now they're kind of transitioning more towards the north end, and they're getting on standing timber on the side of the river channel. So, you know, years ago, the chicken coop was a well-known area on the lake. The river channel swung right there by the bank in that area of the lake, and everybody used to line up and just tie the stumps and catch tons of crappie. And we're using that same pattern, and we're fishing anywhere from the chicken coop area all the way up to the mouth of the river. Any stump or timber close to the river channel is going to have some crappie on it right now. And typically when you find them this time of year, they're hungry, they're biting, and they eat just about anything you drop down to them.
That sounds great. Josh, gift certificates for fishing trips. Can you help listeners with that if they want to give a gift certificate and then it can be redeemed, you know, maybe during the spring or another time of the year?
Yes, sir, we do. We sell gift certificates at just our normal fishing rates. We email gift certificates to customers, and it's a great Christmas present. You know, if you're a wife looking for a present for your husband, or even a dad looking for something to give to a son, experiences, to me, is a greater present than any gift, because something you can experience with a loved one, and it's a ton of fun. And so we sell those. They're good for a year. So they can be redeemed anytime next year in 2026.
Yeah, spending time together is a great gift. If somebody wants to do that, Josh, and find out more about your services and the boats that you have, tell them how to get you.
Yeah, so they can look us up on Facebook, Bent Rods Guide Service. They can go to our website, which is www.bentrodsguideservice.com. Or they can call me directly anytime at 318-308-5818, and we can get them hooked up with a trip or a gift certificate, either one.
I'm getting visions of Christmas lights decorating the lake up now along the camps. Am I right?
You are correct. And, man, I tell you what, Cypress Bend Park, they go all out. They've got a great Christmas light show there, a little drive-through nativity scene. It's a pretty neat deal, and fireworks all over the lake for Christmas. It's a fun place to be this time of year.
And you're fortunate enough to live there 365 days a year. Josh, thanks so much for the report. Best of luck to you guys, and Merry Christmas to you, and Happy New Year.
Yes, sir. Merry Christmas.
All right. Josh Sykes, Bent Rides Guide Service. Check them out. Got those gift certificates waiting for you. All right. We got the Steel Man checking in from Covington. He says, while duck numbers in the area were fair, hunting was slow in Gaydon last weekend. On the bright side, picked up a new black lab last weekend and focus on training this weekend. Boy, nothing like a brand new puppy to...
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Work with. Good luck to you, Steel Man. All right, we got some more texts. We'll get back to those. And also, we got a fishing report coming up with Captain Darrell Carpenter on Grand Isle. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, let's check out what's going on down on Grand Isle as we approach the Christmas holiday season and get a report from Captain Darrell Carpenter, RealScreamers.com. Hey, Darrell, what's going on?
Dude, Don, it's been a really up and down week. I mean, you know, these little micro fronts and all coming through, and of course that gives us 20 plus mile an hour winds for a day or so. But if you're flexible and you can pick your days, there have been some really good trout caught this week on the calm days. And believe it or not, I mean, some of them were caught on the lower bays. I mean, we normally talk about it's that time of the year to go north. But if you look, we've had these fronts back to back. We've had our water level is running really low. Of course, it's cooled off some. Water temperature is running in the low 60s. But because it's really low, it kind of, you know, you kind of this time of the year, you start thinking about hitting the marsh and looking for deeper holes. But the bay, you know, when you get into the lower portions of Barataria Bay, on low tide, even it's holding 4 to 5 feet of water. And on these Indian summer days where we have, you know, the weather warm up for a couple of days and you get one or two calm days in there, it finds that the trout can turn on in those lower bays over those oyster reefs. We still have some, you know, resident trout that are hanging out in the lower marsh. So if you can pick your days, man, I mean, there were a couple of really good days of fishing this week. Yeah. Now, the story of it all, and, you know, what we don't talk about offshore enough these days, but we talked last week about the Wahoo. And the couple of days you could get offshore this week, the Wahoo just continued to just, I mean, man, I hadn't seen a Wahoo season like this in a long time. And they're usually pretty predictable come this wintertime fishing. But if the number one, the most important thing is you've got to be flexible. Whether you're booking a charter trip, whether you're planning your own trip, you've got to watch that weather. You got to become an armchair weatherman and predict your weather and just know that you need to hit the calm days. And if you don't, you got to be willing to just grab the trout rod and go sit on the side of the road in a pickup truck and hope for the best in those roadside ponds.
Darrell, what conditions you like best for Wahoo fishing?
Well, you want a little bit of a current line running, and I really do like to come into the, you know, I like it when you find those little mini current lines offshore. A lot of people pass them up if they don't have grass and all on them. Those current lines with any kind of a color change will hold a whole lot of Wahoo. The other thing is, I mean, you know, we're losing a lot of structure, a lot of rigs, but your rigs are really good to fish. You want a little bit of current. You're not going to typically see a whole lot of bait, but a little bit of current, anything less than 3 foot to make you comfortable all day long, and just covering a lot of ground, Don, and don't pass up anything that you think would hold fish. Like I said, those little micro current lines, you'd be amazed at the number of Wahoo over the years we've caught just hey, man, it's time to go in, and you cross one of those current lines and throw out a couple of baits, and in 10 minutes you got multiple wahoo on the hook.
What's your favorite wahoo bait?
Oh, man, I'm kind of old school. I like those old stretch 30s. But with that being said, you know, if you've got the ability to put out a spread of 4 to 6 baits, I would not dismiss putting on some surface baits with that too. Maybe an Islander type bait, you know, with a trailer, with either a squid or a ballyhoo trailer on it, because you can pick up a surprising amount of wahoo on the surface this time of the year.
Very good. What do you think about this reopening of the snapper season? I mean, is it too little, too late? I mean, just got a couple of week window here, and weather's going to be iffy from here on out. But, I mean, if somebody's got the time and you happen to hit the days right, you could maybe do pretty well.
It would probably not be a bad thing if it was for the recreational guy who could decide on a whim, hey, I'm hooking up to my boat and I'm going. But, yeah, it shows the inadequacy of the federal government, the federal system, and why they should be under state management also. Look at it. It's Christmas time. It's Christmas season. You got all the Christmas parties. You know, somebody has to plan and make a deposit on a charter fishing trip. You have no idea what the weather's going to be 3 days from now. So, yeah, it's a little bit, look, God bless them for realizing they were wrong and doing it. But, you know, if this was under a state system, you would have seen this season extended in August. That's why it's imperative we go to state management on red snapper.
Well, let's make that our wish for the new year, to get all state management on the red snapper, because I do want to make this clear. A lot of people are hearing this and they're thinking, let's hook up the boat, we can go out and catch some red snapper. It doesn't work that way. You have to be a federally licensed charter captain to fish in federal waters with a reef permit. Otherwise, it's closed.
That is correct. And like I said, it's a lot of planning to do around Christmas parties and everything else to try to get out there and hope your weather's right.
Darryl, somebody wants a gift certificate to come fish with you. Can you handle it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We've done them for years, and, you know, we print them out, personalize them, and send them to you to gift wrap.
Very good. And what's the best way to do that? I guess on the website, huh?
Well, we don't have the automated system on the website, so the best way is a telephone call. That way we can automate, you know, or personalize the certificate itself. And that's at 225-937-6288.
And you can find that phone number on the website, which is realscreamers.com, and get that personal touch. Darryl, have a great weekend, my friend, and we'll be closing down on the Christmas season when we talk to you next week.
We will be doing that, Don. It's time to start growing the beard and say ho, ho, ho.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Darryl. See you next week. All right, and here's one text that says, we're looking for the most expensive gift. And welcome back in, hour number two of the Outdoor Show. Glad to have you with us. Some things we're talking about this morning. Let's see, we talked about the experimental rabbit hunt for the youths, being able to hunt with dogs. We also have the reopening of the red snapper season for federally permitted offshore fishermen through the end of the year to take advantage of some uncaught quota. And we still have to come the story about our convicted felon. Yeah, he made a bad choice. He decided to hunt illegally, and he's looking at some pretty big fines and maybe some jail time. Also, we're asking you this, with Christmas shopping underway, what is the most expensive outdoor toy you ever gave or received? We're asking you to text the item and the value to 504-260-187. I really appreciate these folks who are talking about the priceless gifts, the gift of time, the gift of things being passed down, fishing poles. And here's one from my good hunting buddy, Dean Galatas. He said a priceless gift for him was a Remington Model 11 from his uncle, and then a Remington 1100 that was his dad's that he still uses today. He had that barrel shortened for woodcock, and boy, it does a great job on the woodcock and skeet too. And that's a Merry Christmas from Dean. Dean, we got to start getting some intel on woodcock, man. The season's getting ready to open up very shortly. All right, also I wanted to tell you about this too. If you're looking for Christmas gifts, a great place to find them today, between 9 and 5, Marsh and Bayou Outfitters. They are having a Christmas party and a sale at the store there in Mandeville on Florida Street. It's kind of what you consider Old Mandeville. It's a regular 190 that runs through Old Mandeville. Nice little store. The Tiblier brothers operated, and, man, they've got some bargains. They got Grundon's factory reps going to be there from Turtlebox, Maui Jim, and Matrix Shad. I guess Chaz Champagne's going to be there. You can get him to tell you the story about that 7-pound speck he lifted out of Lake Pontchartrain recently. But they've got products from Z-Man Zub, Yuzuri Lures, Deadly Dudley, St. Croix Rods. They kind of specialize in having all the products that are used in the local area here. And listen to this. I haven't heard this in years. Free gift wrapping with your purchase. I remember when the department stores used to actually had a gift wrapping department where everything that you bought as a gift, they would wrap it free. Well, they're doing that today at Marsh and Bayou. Store hours are 9 to 5. They're going to have some free door prizes, so make sure you register for them. And jambalaya will be served at 11:30 if you want to catch some lunch while you shop. I'm going to make it a point to stop in there at some point today. I'm not sure what time, but I'll be stopping there at Marsh and Bayou Outfitters in Mandeville. It's their Christmas party and annual sale that they have in there. If you can't find a gift for the sportsman on your list there, maybe it doesn't exist. Check them out, Marsh and Bayou Outfitters, going on from 9 to 5 today. All right, let's see. We got some other things I wanted to mention, too. The duck season, it's been surprisingly good. It's closed in both splits right now. It's going to reopen next Saturday, 1 week from today, and we'll resume our trips to the duck blinds and find out how the duck hunters are doing as daylight comes and the season resumes for the second split. Ryan Lambert is one of our reporters. In fact, we'll be talking to him a little bit later on this morning, getting a fishing report from him. Captain Mike Gallo's coming up in just a couple of minutes. And something I wanted to make a mention of, too. Next week, all next week from 6 to 10, on our flagship station, which is WWL AM FM 105.3 out of New Orleans, I will be guest hosting the morning show. And on Wednesday, between the hours of 8 a.m. and 10 a.m., we are going to have an extensive discussion of the menhaden issue. You know, we talk about it ad nauseum on this program, and you're fishermen, you're sportsmen, you kind of understand the implications and the issue, but the general public that listens to a morning drive radio show really is kind of clueless about it, and we've organized some guests to join us. Ben Landry of Ocean Harvesters, he's going to be talking from the perspective of the menhaden industry. I've got Chris Macaluso, Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership, and Rad Trasher from Louisiana Coastal Conservation Association. They have also agreed to come on. Now, who I couldn't get to agree to come on? So far, no commissioners that actually voted on moving it to 1/4 mile from a 1/2 mile. And the governor, who certainly appoints all these commissioners, we'd certainly be interested to know how he stands. I've gotten crickets in almost a month of trying to get him on. And so isn't it funny that the people who have the biggest stake in it are willing to appear, but the ones who make the laws, the commission of the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries and the government of the state of Louisiana, don't want to talk about it? What does that tell you? What do you think that means when some of them declined and some have just not responded? What does that tell you about their perspective on it? Love to hear from you. 504-260-1870. Text me what your response is. And we got a response coming from Mike Gallo. It's a fishing response. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And our Born on the Buy report with Captain Mike Gallo is a presentation of Seato. And when you're talking Christmas gifts, Seato's got a great one for the boater on your list. And we're talking about the gift of peace of mind, knowing that a Seato captain is standing by 24/7, 365. If you ever need help on the water while you're boating, get free tow-ins, fuel delivery, jump starts for electrical problem. And that service is good on every boat you own, rent, or borrow. One policy covers all. It's 100% coverage of the tows from your home dock to a repair facility. And if you don't think that's a bargain, call up and find out what a commercial tow would cost you. Easy to get it. You can get a gift certificate. Put it in the name of the person on your list. Call Captain Chris. He'll take care of it real quick. 504-301-4545, or you can do it all online at seato.com. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now, and Mike, looks like we got a window of pretty good opportunity today, but boy, by tomorrow and tomorrow evening, we got a blow coming through that's going to drop temperatures, kick up winds, and lower tides. What are you thinking?
Oh, I think it'll be a continuation of what we did most of this week. I caught fish in depth of 10 feet of water down to 25. I would say that will continue. Current was a big factor. I didn't want to be in too much current, but today's tide's relatively smaller, so I would think no matter where you go, you wouldn't have too much current. And live shrimp on the bottom, once you get them, you know, you sort of figure out a pattern. I'll give you an example. I fished on Tuesday by myself late in the evening, and I got a bite about every 20 minutes. And I really like to fish natural colors. I was watching the loons along the bridge, and I could see pogies flickering, and I like to mimic the pogies. And I was fishing with a Matrix Glow, which is a good imitation of a pogie. And I would get a bite about every 15 minutes, and I hate when I miss them because obviously it's going to be another 15 minutes before I get a bite. And then after a period of time, I snagged the bridge and I popped my line. And when I retied, I decided to go with an avocado matrix. And my bites became every 5 minutes. So most of the time, I'm not too big on color changes, but it certainly seemed to help me on Tuesday. So stick with that. If you got three people fishing and you're all diehards that want to fish plastic, somebody fishes a light color, somebody fishes a medium color, somebody fishes a dark color. Hopefully you're all equal fishermen, and if somebody's catching more than anybody else or even getting just more bites, have others switch to that same color, and maybe you'll sort of crack the code. For me, it was real slow on the bottom, and the avocado matrix did the trick for me.
Well, Mike, this question might help people that are fishing those bridges not too familiar with it. When you're saying you get a bite every 15 or 20 minutes, how many casts would you make? Do you pop, pop, sit? Do you just barely twitch? Do you continually cast and retrieve? What's the activity level?
Well, that's the thing. You need to sort of figure out what the fish are wanting that day. And often when I do catch a fish, I'm looking at that fish's aggressiveness as he's fighting coming back to the fish. And the pattern this week has been you catch them, they come to the surface, but they don't break the surface. They just get close to the surface and you reel them in. After lunchtime, the water heats up 2 degrees, and now those fish are coming to the surface and shaking their head. So they're sort of telling me they're not cold. I could be a little bit faster with my retrieve in the evenings. But obviously, you don't wait just to the evening to fish. You want to catch them in the morning as well. So I'm starting off slow and let the fish sort of tell me what they want. Obviously, you got to get a bite, and you got to be in some areas where there are fish to figure that out. And the bridges have had fish all up and down them. I didn't think one spot was any better than the other. I do like to be away from boats, especially too many boats, because I feel just the noise of the boat will make a difference to some of those fish.
Got it. Mike, gift certificates, I know, are part of your business, and tell people how they can get one if they want to give one, and give the great gift of time. They might be able to accompany the person on their shopping list and go along with them.
Yeah, I printed up a gift certificate yesterday for a lady in Poplarville. Very simple. She sent me an email. She went to my website, which is aaofla.com. We emailed back 2 or 3 times. I got the name of the person she wants the gift certificate to be for and the address to send the certificate to. Print it up and mail it to her. She'll have it in time for Christmas to give it to whoever this lucky person is.
All right, don't give away that name. They may be listening. We want it to be a surprise. Well, Mike, thank you so much for your informational reports. We appreciate it. If somebody wants to give you a call, got more questions about anything, tell them how to reach on the phone.
Sure, you can find me at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, social media at Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the reliable telephone, 985-781-7811.
All right, have a good week. Try to stay warm tomorrow and Monday, and we'll see you next Saturday.
All right, we'll talk to you then.
All right, Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. We call it our Born on the Bayou report. And this one we call our Paddler's Report. Brendan Bayard is next. They had a Fallen Tide tournament last week. He'll have the results for you. And I want to find out if it's true. They actually put a 16-inch minimum on Brendan. Has he earned that kind of a reputation, or was it a joke? We'll be right back to get the full skinny on fishing from your kayak with Brendan Bayard on our Paddler's Report right after this. And our Paddler's Report, in conjunction with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, is a presentation of No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie, where I'm told the Christmas gifts are biting like crazy. They are the fly shop specialists, the latest outdoor gear for fishing tackle used in your local fishing areas, sharp-looking apparel, paddle sports equipment, kayaks themselves. You can always check in on the fly tying and fly fishing classes, and those might make a pretty good gift for someone, too. Check them out. No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. Joining us now is Brendan Bayard. And, Brendan, I was listening to the captain's meeting at the Fallen Tide, and they were putting a 16-inch minimum on speckled trout on you. Was that really necessary?
Oh yeah, that's pretty funny. I wouldn't expect anything less from these guys, but you know, I did have a little trouble. I had a redfish that touched the line when I was doing the weigh-in, so I had to go to my second redfish. But that is c'est la vie. It is life. And but we had a great time. I actually came in fifth, so I was pretty happy. Jonathan Carter, good friend, won first place. And then a good friend from Alabama, Ben Parent, got second. And then familiar name Steve Lassard got third. It was a great tournament. The only thing that was really weird is there was not a lot of big speckled trout. I think there was only like 2 speckled trout that were over 2 pounds. And, you know, usually this time of year we're catching a lot of trout that are almost pushing 4 pounds, maybe a little past that. So I don't know if it's, you know, the big trout haven't moved in, if we've had a little bit warmer of a early winter than usual, but I'm hoping that trend changes and we get some of those big fish that move in and back to normal this time of year.
Well, with those names, you were in some pretty good company, and so were they. Flounder showed up okay?
There was a ton of little flounder. We only had one big flounder that was about 3 pounds. The rest of the flounder were almost the exact size, you know, 13 inches or so, about a pound. But plenty of them. I was pleasantly surprised to see the amount of flounder. I was kind of worried that was going to be pretty tough, but actually there was a good bit of them, so no worries there.
Give me some good spots to go for this weekend. You know, today more so than tomorrow and the next day, you know, because safety then becomes an issue. I mean, when the temperatures get that cold and the water temperature drops, the last thing you want to do is roll out of a kayak.
Yes, sir. Today would be a great day to do some oyster flats or something and drift across those. Leeville, like Lake Jesse, has a great place to do that if you're down Highway 23 or Highway 1. If you're over in Highway 23 area, Port Sulphur, right behind the high school, there's that big bay right there that has all those oyster poles in it right past the high school. That kind of bay is, you know, typically between 2 feet and 4 feet, kind of drift fishing across those oyster bays on these warm winter days where you got fog in the morning. Those are typically the places I like to go and fish for speckled trout in the morning, and then you know, drains and all that stuff when the tide's draining, falling for redfish. I had some places, Don, that were when the water was falling, I was catching redfish every single cast, and then I'd move to a different drain, and then I was catching redfish every single cast. So the redfish is actually the most on fire I've had all year. Shouldn't have any trouble catching redfish. It's really great right now.
You fish quite a bit on that Mobile watershed in the lower coast of Alabama. What would be some good opportunity there right now?
I like to go over there, you know, behind what they call Fort Morgan in towards we call it Mile Marker 4. I'm sure the proper name for it is like St. Andrews Bay. If you're coming from Gulf Shores and you're headed towards Fort Morgan, it's kind of north of the peninsula. There's a big flat right there with a lot of creeks. That's one of the popular places for kayak fishermen. If you're on the west side, right over there at the mouth of Bayou La Batterie, between that and Heron Bay is a great little flat right there to fish. All that Heron Bay has a nice little estuary right there. And then in the hard winter, as it's getting there, you can go up and tuck into, you know, the Fowl River or Theodore Ship Channel. Those are great places, too.
Well, Brendan, since I won't be talking to you before Christmas, give me your best kayak fisherman stocking stuff or something for somebody to pick up that a lot of times a kayaker won't think of himself that makes a great gift.
I mean, actually, this weekend I had a I forgot my lip gripper. So if you have a lip gripper, that's a, you know, you can get one of those nice ones like a Boga grip. You know, those are, you know, a lifetime gift that you can use forever. I mean, they never, you know, unless you drop them in the water like I did, you should should last forever.
You got to put a float on it, Brendan. Attach a float to it.
Yeah, I had a string on it, and I was pulling a trout to revive it after a battle, and my string was not apparently tied because I had transferred it from one kayak to another, and down she went. But, you know, otherwise, it's not a human error. They last a really long time. You know, inflatable life jackets where you don't have to wear the big bulky life jacket, that's a great gift.
Yep.
You know, keeps you safe, and then you don't really have to have any impediments wearing that. You know, some of them go around your waist. Some of them are like little suspenders around your shoulders. Those are great gifts. Those are the two things that I would say most people might not have, but they're great lifelong things to have.
Well, we now know what Brendan needs, and let's hope the right people are listening, okay?
Yes, sir.
Have a good holiday season, Brendan. Thanks for your reports all year long. We appreciate them.
Thank you, sir. Have a nice holiday. Bye, Don.
There he goes, Brendan Bayard, one of our field reporters. All right, coming back after this, yeah, another convicted felon who decided he wanted to go deer hunting, so he grabbed a .22, went in the woods, and when he came out, surprise, surprise, we got the bad boy of the outdoors next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. I need some help here. We were asking about what is the most expensive outdoors toy you ever received or gave, and this one came in a while ago, my 1-carat diamond engagement ring, and I'm still trying to rationalize how that is an outdoors gift. Was it maybe a if you get lost in the marsh and you can flash it at a search plane or get reflected in the sun, or I don't know. There's got to be some connection. If somebody can help me out, text me, 504-260-1870. And right after this quick 10-second pause, we're going to be back to tell you this week's Bad Boy of the Outdoors story. But first, we'll let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. In Claiborne Parish, on November the 14th, acting on a tip, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents Lieutenant Ryan Brasher, Sergeant Emily Sexton, Sergeant Chuck Dyson, and Corporal John Blaylock had intel about one Travis Smith killing a deer illegally and illegally possessing a firearm as a convicted felon. The agents arrived at Smith's residence and learned that he took a .22 rimfire rifle and had headed into the woods on foot. The agents made contact with Smith to arrange a time to turn himself in for arrest. And he did turn himself in 5 days later on November 19th, when Smith also showed agents where he hid the .22 rifle in the woods. During the questioning, Smith fessed up to shooting a doe on the morning of the 14th with the .22 and admitted to killing a 6-point and a spike that same day, and a 7-point earlier in the year with the same .22 rifle. Charged with illegal possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, taking over the daily limit of deer, and hunting deer using illegal methods, a .22 rimfire is not legal for taking deer, hunting deer without a basic hunting license, a deer hunting license, and deer tags, and now facing maximum fines of $7,050 and 20 years in jail, plus a civil restitution totaling another $3,600 for the replacement value of the 4 illegally taken deer, is 37-year-old Travis Smith of Home-er in North Louisiana, not Home-uh in South Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. Now, coming up in 2 weeks on this show, we're going to be asking you to do what we've done for the last, I don't know how many years, cast your vote and elect the bad boy of the outdoors for the year. We call him the baddest of the bad. It's been a tradition on our final show of each year. The plan is I'll be broadcasting from Kansas with my daughter, Cherie. She'll be assisting me in handling the baddest of the bad election returns. You will be hearing, I don't know, 4 or 5 nominees. We got to select them. We'll have a selection committee announce the honorees. And then you will be asked, after you hear their stories, to vote for the one you think who is the baddest of the bad, and they will receive that honor at the end of the show. That's coming up on our show, which will be on the 27th. That's 2 weeks from today. So be sure you tuned in for that. Something else I want you to be sure and be tuned in for right before we wrap up the show, we're going to get Robbie Bowers to join us. Robbie is with the Bayou Outdoors Foundation, and he is trying to fulfill a dream for a young man who was critically injured and is recovering, who his Christmas wish is to hunt a buck, and they're trying to make that happen is what they do at Bayou Outdoors, and if you can help them, we would love to tell you how to do that. We'll be doing that, but first we're going to take a quick break and come back with our plastic man, also known as Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures. His report is coming up next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, I think we heard from that guy already. Enough of the stroking guy. All right. All right, I was asking for some help in trying to have me understand how a 1-carat diamond engagement ring would be the greatest outdoor gift ever received. Well, here's some answers. This one says he proposed in the deer stand. The other one from Old Man Sam says that 1-carat diamond was probably payment for a lifetime kitchen pass to hunt and fish. That makes sense. And here's one that says, my daughter, when she was 10, with her own money, she saved, surprised me with a Shimano TLD-50. Merry Christmas, Tony and Biloxi. Boy, that was, whew, where'd she get that money? That was a nice gift for sure. All right, here's one says, this week was great for specs, reds, and sheephead. on the bayou at the Pack Wildlife Management Area, Point of Shen, that is. Three trips. I brought home 23 specks, two reds and 19 sheephead with live shrimp and under a sliding bobber. The specks range from 13 to 25. The 25 is my personal best. Sound like you had a really good week, Big E from Thibodeau, and glad you did. All right, this one says the baddest of the bad penalty is that guy you just talked about. Well, I don't know. The competition's pretty stiff for the baddest of the bad, and you'll get to hear all of those next week. Here's another one that says, my gift was an 1897 Winchester pump 12-gauge 30-inch barrel shotgun from my grandfather. Yeah, that's one of those priceless Christmas gifts for sure. All right. We got, we were hoping we were going to talk to Captain Ryan Lambert and get a report. I know he's not in the duck blind. He's probably getting his gang together down there to go fishing and try to get this day in before tomorrow. If you're planning on going out, we had some really good reports came in this morning. I mean, started off really early with Robbie Campo talking about how great the fishing's been. He said everything from the wall out to the dam in Hopedale has been producing speckled trout, and there's been some redfish out there. Fishing's been really good in that area. Captain Mike Gallo was talking about, you know, catching redfish, and Brendan Bayard said the Fallen Tide tournament last weekend that was held out of the Delta Marine in Empire was exceptional given the weather conditions that they had. A lot of small flounder showed up. Kind of surprised that the bigger trout were not there, but red fishing kind of off the charts over there. So lots of activity, lots of places you can get out there and catch some fish. You know, I think we have Ryan Lambert joining us now. We finally located him. Captain Ryan, where you been?
Oh, I was trying to call y'all. Y'all won't answer that phone.
Oh, I'm down in Mexico. Yeah. Oh, you're down in Mexico. No wonder. It takes a long time for a call to get from Mexico to Louisiana, you know.
If I didn't recognize the number, probably came in as unknown caller or something.
I probably came in Spanish, you know. Cinco de hecho ocho nueve diez. What are you doing in Mexico besides cutting up and having a good time?
I'm duck hunting right now. Then we're going to fish, catch some big old trout after a while, and then we're going to duck hunt again this evening and come home tomorrow.
What kind of ducks y'all finding down there?
Yesterday we limited out on pintails and redheads, lots of pintails. It's kind of waiting. We don't have any wind today, so it's similar to at home. They all go sit on a big bay when it's like this in the freshwater lake called La Nacha, and they won't fly much. So, but we're going to catch some nice trout. Oh, there goes one. I missed him.
You didn't even shoot. How'd you miss him?
No, well, because Ed's with me, so I just take it for granted he's going to miss him.
Oh, okay. I see. I thought he told me he backs you up all the time. You know, he has to. That's why you bring him.
He likes some stops. He likes like school buses. You know, he waits for him to put the signs out, then he shoots.
Oh boy, you guys are having a good time down there. I can tell. Now you have the same problem down there you have at home with the negative tides. You haven't run into that down there?
No. We don't have hardly any tide in Laguna Madre. Very little. You know, the wind might blow it out. They don't have big tides here. But there's a lot of quail this year. We shot 80 quail in the evening when we got here. That was real fun. Watch this one coming, guys. Watch pintail. Male pintail. Y'all ready? Ready? Take him now. Take him. Take him again.
Take him again?
I had to back him up. I'm sitting on the phone, and I still got to back him up. Oh, boy, boy. Big old male pintail from screaming and the decoys on.
Single bird coming in like that, huh? Trying to sneak in on you while you saw you talking on the phone. So, you know, he tried to sneak in.
Yeah, it's a beautiful morning, though. God, the sun's just coming up and it's starting to work. I love it down here.
What's the temperature down there?
Right now, it's about 67 degrees. It's pretty warm this morning. And, of course, there's a big cold front coming tomorrow. It seems like every day when I leave here, a big cold front comes in. And the birds go crazy.
Yeah, you bring them in, I guess.
Four more trips. I have four more trips this year, so I'm going to catch it right.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, you fly back and forth like you're taking a bus down there.
Yeah, you need to come with me. You got to come see this.
It's on that bucket. You know, it's in that bucket list.
Yeah, hopefully I'll get some room. Maybe that January 18th trip, and I'll slide you in there. So you can come have some fun.
Yeah. Well, tell me, Christmas gift certificates, you guys do those at Cajun Fishing Adventures?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they call Sherry, and she'll pick them right up. She's called the office, and she'll take care of that. She gives gift certificates for everything in the world, fundraisers and birthdays and Christmas and whatever. You know, we do a lot of that.
Yeah. And how about the trips to Mexico? Can you get a gift certificate for that, too?
No, it's so exclusive. It's very hard to get up spot down here. It really is. It's kind of exclusive. If you don't know one of the owners, you know, it doesn't even have a website. I mean, it's crazy. It's always completely full up. But fishing at home is really good. The sight fishing, fly fishing is off the charts right now. I took somebody up. They were caught 30.
Yeah.
Sarah was by herself, caught over 20 on a fly rod by herself the other day.
Ooh, that girl's burning them up, huh? 20 on a fly rod. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, some bulls, too. She's all that.
Yeah.
And Marty's in Mexico for her birthday, and she's out there catching her offshore fish. And everybody else is just working, so it's all good.
Yeah, I saw a picture of a big marlin, a billfish of some type she was pulling in. Anyway, all right, well, look, I'm not going to interrupt you guys. You have fun down there, and y'all decide who's going to back who up, and then let me know how that turns out, and we'll catch up with you when you get back next week.
All right, buddy. If they want that gift certificate, they can call Sherry at 985-785-9833, and she'll take care of them.
All right, and you can also find that phone number on the website. Thank you, Ryan. We'll talk to you next week. All right, coming back after this, Robbie Bowers joins us, Bayou Outdoors Foundation, making a plea. Maybe you can help grant a Christmas wish for one particular young man who was in a terrible car crash but is recovering, and his Christmas wish is get a big buck. Maybe you can help make it happen. We'll tell you how right after we take this quick pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And, of course, 'tis the season for giving, and we're going to ask you to maybe reach in and help out with a situation to help a young man who is in need of some assistance. And I'm talking with Bayou Outdoors Foundation organizer and founder Robbie Bowers. Robbie, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Mr. Don. How's it going?
Going pretty good. I'm waiting for some cold weather to come in tomorrow, but at least today looks like it's going to be pretty decent. Robbie, tell us about your organization, Bayou Outdoors Foundation.
Well, we're the Bayou Outdoors Foundation, 501c3, located in Patterson, Louisiana, right outside of Morgan City. And our mission is to bring sick and special needs kids on hunting, fishing trips, and just to prove to them, because you know, a lot of people look at them and think, oh, they can't do that. And the word can't is just something we don't accept. And we work with a lot of people, a lot of hunting places, fishing charter captains, and we just figure out how to get it done.
Right. Well, you've got one particular young man who is in need of some assistance by the name of Will Wheaton. Tell us Will's story.
Will, during the beginning of his senior year, which it would have been last hunting season, was coming back from Arkansas and missed the curve and ended up flipping his car like 3 or 4 times. And they had to end up cutting him out the car. And unfortunately, he had broke his neck. And within a year, he's back walking. And he uses a cane or whatever. But just an unbelievable story. And, you know, by the grace of God, he's back on his feet. And I used to work with Will's mother here. And they relocated up to North Louisiana, you know, to be closer to the doctors and things of that nature. And Will just wants to get back into hunting again. And when I heard about this story, I was like, we got to get him on a hunt. And we've been collecting some money to go towards the big whitetail he wants to shoot. And it's going to be an unbelievable hunt, you know, to close out the 2025 season. And we're just proud of him with his progress because he's not a quitter. He's a fighter for sure. And we just want to bless him with an unbelievable hunt.
Well, I'm sure there's some special needs he has, and you've got a place selected to make the hunt?
Yes, sir. We're going to be going to Cane Row Ranch, a high fence in New Iberia, Louisiana.
Comfortable stand and something that he can accommodate. All right, so if someone wants to help you guys financially, how do they do that?
Oh, the easiest way is just get on Facebook and look up Bayou Outdoors Foundation, or they can contact me directly at 985-498-6770.
All right, and repeat that number again.
It's 985-498-6770. And I just wanted to plug in, we had an unbelievable year. We took 8 kids hunting, 4 kids fishing. We took a young man from Chauvin to a Nichols practice, which I want to give props to the coaches at Nichols. I mean, they were fantastic. You know, he got to sit in meetings, and they dressed him up in full uniform, and he got to participate with the team, and just was unbelievable. And the other thing we did outside of hunting and fishing is we had a young man, Aiden Jeffers, that was in Houston getting, I think, his 5th heart surgery. And we were able to get him to a Rockets game and get him a jersey. And it was his first NBA game, and he had a blast.
Well, Robbie, you guys do some great work. Keep it up. And, of course, I want to remind people, no amount is too little. Whatever they would like to contribute or feel like they can afford, they should get in touch with you at the Bayou Outdoors Foundation Facebook page or call you at 985-498-6770. And again, thank you, Robbie, and thanks for the work you do. And good luck to Will. Hope he gets his buck.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas to all of y'all, Mr. Don, and Happy New Year's.
Same to you, my friend. Thank you so much. That is Robbie Bowers of the Bayou Outdoors Foundation. Folks, if you can help, tis the season to give some assistance to those who need it. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. We'll be back again to do this all over again next week. But it'll be a little different. We have different reports each week, different information we pass along. Hope you'll be able to join us, 504-260-1870. Make a note of that. That's our text number. We love to hear from our listeners during the show. And a little bit later on today, if you get a chance, stop by Marsh and Bayou Outfitters in Mandeville. I'm going to be stopping by there, enjoying some jambalaya, checking out some of the great discounted Christmas gifts they've got, and enjoying some of the season. Don't forget, free gift wrapping for the customer that stops in and makes a purchase for a gift card. All right, we'll be right back next week. Here again, thanks to Andrew Pearson, our producer. Thanks to you, our listeners, on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.